bring it about in your life. I will purge out of your heart those idols, as other things that you desire. Through a divided heart. If you will bow that knee and be honest, be truly honest, what is your heart's desire? Because it's those anxieties, it's the deceitfulness of riches, it's the love of this world. It's not Satan, it's not the warfare that you're in. But my people, it's those things within your own heart that is stopping the word, choking the word from becoming fruitful. For it is only the word in your heart whereby these things are accomplished. The Holy Spirit needs the word, and the word needs the Holy Spirit. There's a perfect balance, my people. And it's the lusts of other things entering in that choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But I would not have this for you. This is not what I've ordained for you. This is not what I've called you to. My people, I would have a people who would show the fullness of Christ, a maturing of the fruit of the Spirit, holiness, consecration, a perfection of these things in your life, my people. But it's only as you fully yield to me. It's only as you allow me to separate deep within your heart all those things from the world, so that you love none but me. Let it be true, my people, that all you desire is to be like me. And I will show you the cross. I will show you the deeper things of the kingdom. I will give you revelation in the word and in the realm to come. But my people, I can only trust that to those who have fully consecrated themselves, for those who desire to grow up. My people, self is a baby. Christ is the man. Will you grow up, or will you continue to seek your own things, your own way, the way of the world, the way of lust? For my people, the Spirit is calling in this day. There's a repeated warning that the world and its lusts are passing away. There is nothing for you in this world. Will you settle that, my people, and look to the world to come? For only there will I meet with you. Only on that altar will I meet with you and perfect you and grant you, if that is truly your heart's desire, grant you to be like me. Consider these things, says the Lord. Consider these things, my people. I'm not playing games. I would have you grow up in this hour. Separate yourselves from the world, its ways, its lusts, looking only to me. Looking only to me, my people, for there is no other. But do you know that in your heart? Have you understood truly that there is no other? Consider these things, says the Lord, and I will meet with you, and I will perfect those things that concern you.